What does atonement mean? Now, commonly in the last century or two or three, it has come to mean making amends, paying a penalty to meet legal demands that adjustment in legal standing may be justly accomplished. That is not the original meaning of the term, and it is definitely not the meaning of the biblical word. The biblical word in Greek is katalage. There's no hint of making amends there. It's reconciliation. All the dictionaries agree that this word, atonement, is a made-up word. At-one-ment. Now, that seems almost too cute to be true, but that's the way it started. But it was based on a verb, to-one. Two people are fighting, and you are sent out to one them. Not win them, to one them, O-N-E. And then when you had succeeded in oneing people, then hopefully they would remain in a state of oneness. And the state of being at one, in harmony, is atonement. Now, if you want to read the history of the word, there's only one dictionary that really does it, and that's the multi-volume Oxford English Dictionary. And if you look in there for the history of the word, it's very colorful. It shows how for a long time it was used in its original sense of being at one, reconciling people to harmony, friendship is often mentioned, unity, and so on. Now, later on, somehow, it was changed to mean making amends, paying penalty. And that's the way it's commonly used now. But that is not the original word, and that is not the meaning of the Greek. That's the way a word can develop.